This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thanks so much. Look, I know there's like 3,000 other shows that you could have chose from tonight, and you chose this one. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Because a lot of times, you know, we're seen as part of the problem. Because we spew party line. Don't spew the party line. Don't spew the stuff you think sounds cool. Let's spew reality. What do you think? My blood pressure is up. I made the stupid mistake of reading something on Facebook before I got on the air. They put up a picture of some very, very ignorant people put up a picture of the Jews being rounded up for the gas chamber. We're keeping it real on the real side, right? And I know some of you are listening, some of you trolls like to listen. I don't really care. They put up a picture of the Jews being led to the gas chamber. And this is all fresh in my mind because I had Larry on the show just last night. Larry Greenfield, great guy. And in the picture, they're taking these people to the gas chamber. They're going to kill these people. For one reason, because they're Jewish. So the person puts it up and says, "Yo, this is a reminder of what President Trump is doing." And I'm thinking to myself, how sick can you be? And I know this person who put it up. Sick. Such a twit. Their hate. They don't even see this. Their hate for President Trump. Their hate for the man known as Trump. And now that drips down to Pence. And they don't see it because they're blinded by it. But their hate for this man has made it so they have no boundaries. Absolutely none. And they can't see reason. She tried to equate. This person tries to equate people that were living in their own land, people who bought their own homes, who were making their own money, who were living there legally, were legal citizens of the area, who had their businesses legally. All that stuff was taken away from them. Their stores were taken away from them. Their art, their gold, their valuables, their clothing. They were separated. This person was like, kids were separated. Yes, they were separated. The kids were experimented on, and the adults were killed. And they tried to line that up with what President Trump is doing. Here's the problem with that. How much sense it doesn't make. Those people are here illegally. They came here illegally. They are choosing to live in the darkness. They are choosing not to make themselves right and legal. They're choosing not to become legal residents. You don't have to become a citizen. Become a legal resident. Do something to make your life here right so that you don't have to be, your kids don't have to be petrified because you did the wrong thing. That's what irritates me. They have a, the left now has a total disregard for the law. And the only thing that's true and right with them are the things that they believe to be true and right, and the law doesn't matter. And they're so ignorant, or I don't know what, I mean, are they ignorant, or are they just so obstinate that they've got control of Congress? Make the law that you think should work, pass the law, get in front of the American people, lie to them and tell them what's in the law. And I say lie to them because they won't tell you the truth to what's in the bill. Tell the people what's in the bill and that you're sending it over to the Senate and then let them deal with the heat. They won't do that because then they become accountable. So they're not going to do it. But here's my biggest angst with all of this. And I was not going to start the show off like this, you know? But here's my biggest angst with this. What a spit in the face to the families of survivors of the Holocaust. You are equating people that were yanked out of their homes, their businesses were burned down, their valuables were taken away from them. Legal residents who worked for what they had. Government didn't give it to them. There were citizens of those areas. Yanked out of their houses, business burnt down, taken to concentration camps, true concentration camps, where you couldn't leave when you wanted to. You're allowing them to get away with this. They have twisted every word. So here's the deal. They are belittling, devaluing the useless killing that the Germans did to the Jews. Yeah, I don't know if you can still say that. But and look, I realize today's Germany is totally different. Don't get me wrong. But we need to keep history. It was the Germans that did. German leadership, German hierarchy. There were many good German people that weren't interested in that. And actually, some lost their lives and property, went out of their way to try to save the Jewish community. I get that. I shouldn't have to say that. You guys know better. The same thing when we talk about the Japanese bombing Pearl Harbor, killing 3,000 of our people. Yes, the Japanese did that. Did every Japanese citizen think it was the right thing? Probably not. Was every Japanese person hateful of Americans? No. It was the Japanese hierarchy that did that. Sorry. When it came to the radical Muslims, right, taking down the Twin Towers. Was it every Muslim? Now, some of you aren't going to like this too bad. No, it wasn't every Muslim. But my God, how sick are you when you equate your hate for this president with what was done to the Jews? Yeah, get on your knees and ask God for forgiveness. Joe Mazzini, your host. If you listen to Real Side, I'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text Gold Summit to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah, you can see why I don't dance. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Come on, sing a song. When you're down and out, sing a... See, I wouldn't sing a song, though. I don't want to drive you guys away. It's not a music station, which works out good for me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander will join us in the next hour. I'm sure you're excited to hear what he has to say. Got a lot to say about what went on this week here in the States. You know, I just got off my rant about these people that want to keep equating Trump, keep wanting equating Republicans to Jews. I mean, to Nazis and what they did to the Jews. You know, you're just small. I'm so mad about this. You don't even know. I'm small-minded. You're small-minded people. I grew up as a young kid in Boston. You know, I grew up all around a lot of Jews. I had a lot of friends that were Jewish. Love the Jewish community. I didn't have any. Some of you have had negative experiences with Jews. But you know what? You've probably had negative experiences with blacks, with Italians, with Irish, with Asians. We've all had it. Do you paint the whole group that way? I mean, you can't on the left. My God, when we started talking about Muslims and Muslim extremists, we got crucified, so to speak. But this is just, this is always amazing to me. And they really are, the younger ones especially, the younger parents especially, the younger people on the far left, it's a mantra for them. But you are insulting every family that lost a loved one in the Holocaust when you equate Trump to Hitler, when you equate these camps, right, these detention centers to concentration camps where they can leave, where there's no chance they're going to be gassed here. They're not going to have their clothes taken away from them. The kids aren't being ripped away from them so they can be tested, experimented on. You are small and small-minded. And you know something? Your true hate shines when you get to that point. You'd call us the violent ones and listen to the stuff that you say. You say that President Trump and the right is always about violence. You call out every little mistake, every little misstep that is made when somebody says something the wrong way. Yet, you let all this other stuff go. It shows you that what you have is a psychosis. You have a sickness. Cory Booker says he wants to punch the president in the face. He gets applauded.
Yeah.
Right? Joe Biden says he wants to beat up the president. Everybody's like, yeah. De Niro, the weasel, the coward. You know, my dad always told me the same thing. I don't care how much money he's got. I don't care what who he thinks he is. Truly humble people. People who are truly secure in themselves, they don't go around threatening others. He gets the accolades. You know, all those people, that's what they want. They want the applause. They want the accolades. They want people to like, you really like me. You really, really like me, kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Maxine Waters says, get in Republicans' faces. Get out there. Can you imagine if I said that? You know what I love? I was in a local restaurant. I'm going to go on with this in a minute. I was in a local restaurant, and the people sitting at the table, and I'm very outspoken in my community. Some of you don't know that. You know, I jokingly say I'm one of the most hated men in the area that I live in. So, and it's not because I'm just mean. It's the left likes to make a whole bunch of noise. So anyway, there was a couple sitting next to me. You could tell they were very uncomfortable. And at one point in time, the wife leans over to the husband and says, "Is that Joe Messina?" And it wasn't a happy thing. Let me tell you what. It was one of those things like they just bit into an onion. And the husband's like, "Yeah, it is." And they got up and he left a few minutes later. And I know this isn't right, so Jesus, forgive me. But I was extremely excited that I was able to ruin their morning. Because when you have that much hate in you, see, I probably don't agree with 112% of what they believe. But they were there with their baby. They were enjoying their meal, and it's good for them. They were taking advantage of capitalism. They were taking advantage of a restaurant that's owned by a mom and pop, because that's usually where I go. I don't like to go to the big restaurants. I like to go to the ones that are owned locally, owned by mom and pops. So everything that I fight for and talk about is good. They were taking advantage of and hate the fact that I talk about that. So I actually was quite excited that I was able to ruin their morning. I know it sounds terrible, but it's true. Jimmy Kimmel and other late-night hosts, they joke about assassinating the president. That's okay, though, because, you know, they're low IQ nighttime show hosts. You know, Johnny Carson, Jay Leno, both of those guys had more class in their baby finger than that whole group of late-night hosts. They have brought themselves down to a level that they can get a kick out of. You know, Red Skelton said it years and years ago. He says, what's really sick and sad is that the new and upcoming comedians feel like they have to use vulgarity and nasty words to get a laugh. And they don't need to. And he was so right. There are so many. You know, think of guys like Jeff Foxworthy. Now, I know some of those guys get a little off color, but nothing like the, you know, Eddie Murphys and a few others of the world. And what's funny is every now and then they slip in the F word, and I go, why? The laugh wasn't any better. The content of the joke is what was funny, not the word you were using. Snoop Dogg makes a video of a fake assassination of the president. Everybody's good with that. The left is. Anyway, Kathy Griffin poses with a severed bloody head on the president. A little outraged. Then people go away. She comes back, says she takes back her apology. No, she didn't. She was losing gigs. She did it for that capitalistic approach and the fact that she wanted to be able to pay for her apartment or condo or whatever she has. Johnny Depp jokes about assassinating the president. That's cool. I'm sorry. I don't think any of the names I've read, I'm not done yet, people. Might be boring you to death, but I'm enjoying it. Right, none of these people that I've mentioned yet, not one, is a Republican or a conservative, or an outspoken Christian for that matter. Madonna, I think the fact that she's taking that name is a sin in and of itself, that said she wants to blow up the White House. How loving. What a loving feeling person, right? Black Lives Matter, chance that they want dead cops, and they want them now, and they want to fry them like bacon? How loving. Nobody. Where were people speaking out? Where is the left speaking out against those people? Antifa routinely assaults conservatives. AOC's called border agents Nazis and refuses to condemn violence against them. So-called squad. They should be called a hate squad. We've got to stop calling them the squad. They support terrorism of Palestine and Hamas, and they routinely spew anti-Semitic rhetoric. But that's okay. They're on the left. Anything goes. Congress refused to call out Representative Omar for making those anti-Semitic remarks. Rashida Tlaib calls the president, I can't even allude to it on the air. I mean, this is like a hate fest for these people. Show me to your house, just in the real side. Go grab a glass of water. Come on back. Hey, ain't over yet. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Adam Barada, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
On the fifth anniversary of Michael Brown's death in Ferguson, his father urged St. Louis County's top prosecutor to reopen the investigation into the white police officer who fatally shot the unarmed 18-year-old black man.
5 years today, I lost my firstborn, my only son. It was a day I thought I would never see, a day that has changed my life forever. Although I have been forced to learn how to cope with his absence, I would never guess the fact that my son would no longer be heard and justice has not been served.
Prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell, the county's first black prosecutor, took office in January. Bell would not say whether his office would reopen the case, but said it's doing everything it can to understand the underlying issues that contributed to the tragic death. That shooting led to weeks of protests that included looting and violent confrontations between demonstrators and police. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Come on, some of you know what that is. That's like some of you probably danced to that in high school. Joe was your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me listening to Real Side on GCN Live. And many, many, many other stations. You guys are doing a great job of getting us out there, and I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly, I mean, I sincerely mean this, being part of the conversation. Because if you're not, you know, if you're not part of the conversation, if you're just spewing that garbage that you see come across on a regular basis, it makes absolutely no sense. You really don't sound smart. And you know what? I want the people listening here who are part of our show, I want them to sound smart. Oh, yeah, like I said, you guys have been doing a great job. I so much appreciate it. Because of you, we're picking up stations. You know, we are welcoming to the show, welcoming to the family, AM 930, The Answer, out of Sarasota, Florida, WLSS, 930 AM. So if you're down there, if you're going down that way, if you got family there, tell them to listen. Say, look, what's wrong with you people? Go out to their website, AM 930, The Answer, and you'll see the lineup there. Also on FM, it's The Answer 93.7 FM out of Tampa. And it's on the weekend, so just go ahead, just grab the lineup and take a look. And I so much appreciate, again, these program directors, these station managers, they have to go out of their way. They have to sometimes work pretty hard to get us on, and it would be stinky if they got us on, they went through all that trouble, and nobody's listening, only listening to my show. So I want you to inundate them and tell them, thank you so much for carrying the show. Let them know, let the program directors know. We want to welcome them again to the family, and I appreciate their time. Back at it, the hate that's being spewed by the right is, the left. See, you got me doing it now, right? No. Because if you listen to them, that's all we do. We're just full of hate. That's all we do is hate. But I'm trying to figure out where the violence is. What is it? I mean, the shooter that almost took out Scalise. I think he was a Democrat, right? I mean, I don't want to go down that road, so I'm not going to go down that particular road. But to try to blame President Trump for that. If you hate Republicans, right, or you hate Trump, why would you fall in line to what he's doing? Or I'm sorry, if you were on his side, why would you shoot Republicans? Anyway, back to the real haters, with much proof, not even just real haters because I say so, much proof. I'll put these up later on. I went through the Black Lives Matter, Madonna, Johnny Depp, and the rest of them. How AOC calls out our border agents as Nazis. Another slap in the face of the Jewish community. The so-called hate squad. Got to designate them, people. Don't just call them the squad because they're wearing that as a badge. The hate squad. Without even really understanding what's going on in Israel, she won't go there. I mean, AOC is great. She wants the truth so much that she's not willing to go over and see those concentration camps. You know, and then again, back to Congress refusing to call out Omar. Tlaib gets away with calling the president, I wouldn't even say, a Broadway play depicting the assassination of the president. Where's all the negative comments from the left denouncing violence? No, what they do is they come back to freedom of speech. They didn't use that line when we were putting down President Obama. When we were saying, no, we were racist. Not even a freedom of speech thing. We were racist, and the only reason we were saying bad stuff about him is because he was black. Shh, don't tell anybody. Actually, he's half black. So maybe we're only half racist. I don't know. I'm using their logic. 3 years of making half of the country believe the president is a traitor, colluded with Russia. They knew it wasn't true. You know as well as I do. They knew it wasn't true. Shifty Shift needs to be in jail right now. No, really, seriously. He ran around for 2 years telling people he saw unequivocal evidence that the president colluded with Russia. It's in there. It was coming out any day now. Apparently, I don't know what any day means, and neither does he. 24 hours a day of MSM, ABC, DEFG calling him every name in the book. I just think it's so funny. They spend 92% of their time on negative commentary around the president. It's documented. Again, it's not Joe. Leftists giving out addresses to Trump supporters, you know, showing up at Mitch McConnell's house, talking about stabbing him in the chest. And then the MSNBC anchor starts a hashtag, Massacre McConnell. Right? I mean, all these things are okay, apparently. And we're the violent ones. Now, normally I'd say, look at the hypocrisy behind that, but I'm not going to. I'm going to sit here and say, look how sick they are. This is a sickness. You have to be careful with these people. My question of the hour, I told you I eventually get to, and if you know me, I will eventually get to it. Are Epstein's women, are they going to be believed? You remember the whole thing with Kavanaugh? Because now they're going after Kavanaugh again, by the way. I don't know if you know that. Yeah, Jerry Nadler is going to open up another investigation to Kavanaugh. You think he'll open up an investigation to Omar to see if that really is her name, to see if she really came here legally, to check into her fake, you know, IRS tax returns, her fake marriage? You think he'll open up a, you know, because it's easy to prove. But you know as well as I do, there's no way they're going to open up an investigation of that. Right? And again, back to the whole thing with let's get back to Epstein for a minute. There's a lot of women coming forward, and I hope over the next year a lot of women do. And some got it, probably rightfully are petrified that he's going to get off, or he may die in prison somehow. I mean, did he almost get Clintonized a couple of weeks ago? A woman who's long claimed this disgraced money man Jeffrey Epstein forced her to have sex with powerful men named two prominent Democrat politicians today. Senator George Mitchell, an ex-New Mexican governor, and Clinton cabinet official Bill Richardson. In documents unsealed Friday by federal prosecutors in New York, the revelation came from more than 2,000 documents that were unsealed by the U.S. Attorney's Office. Now, this is the Southern District of New York. My understanding is they are bulldogs. They are not, usually, they are not bought, and they're bulldogs. The papers included affidavits and depositions of key witnesses in the lawsuit. Now the 33-year-old woman, Virginia Roberts, she filed against Epstein and his associate, Mr. Maxwell. drew for your clothes, the accused the duo of keeping her as a sex slave in the early 2000s. Again, I say, will she be believed? Right? Will she be believed? She is a woman. She's accusing a man of doing something, very powerful man, who hung out with very powerful men. Will that force his hand, you think? You think Epstein will eventually start to turn evidence on these guys? Because if it even looks like he's going to crack, he's going to need protection, and not from the regulars, really. That deep state, the Clintons and others, they've got a lot of friends in very dark places. The documents were released. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit also warned that the allegations contained within them may not be proven, so be careful. But again, I go back to, interesting comment, right? But I go back to, will the woman be believed? She alleges in her own deposition that she was forced to have sex with these guys, right? Included in the list, though, of people that she had sex with? Britain's Prince Andrew, hedge fund manager Glenn Dubin, American scientist Marvin Minsky, another prince, a large hotel chain owner, Stephen Kaufman, and model scout Jean-Luc Brunel. She also reveals that she was trafficked to Mitchell, a former Senate Majority Leader who represented Maine from 1989 to 1995 and was later named Special Envoy to the Middle East. President Obama, you know, by President Obama. Now, look, in all fairness, he may not have known that was going on. Gomez in your house. More on this on the other side of the break. Don't go far. This is really good. I mean, it's really bad, but it's really good. About time it comes out.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you. Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. You understand? Get informed. Get engaged. Find out that what you know or what you believe to be truth is actually true. Check it out as best you can. Really, just check it out. Make sure that the stuff that you're spewing out there has somehow been backed up, tracked, lined up with a real website. Not one of those phony ones. Before you start spewing it. So we're talking about whether or not the women who were assaulted, sexually assaulted, raped, and trafficked by Jeffrey Epstein will be believed. Right? I mean, remember all those Congress people that said, well, she's a woman, I believe her. Apparently men are not believable, women are always believable. We know that's not true. There's equal opportunity belief and lying, enough lying to go around. And it's really funny because in these depositions, in these conversations, in these accusations, the judge was very, very clear to say, you know, please understand they've not all been verified. Now, the attorney for Epstein, obviously, and others, has said, oh, those allegations are all false. No kidding. There aren't many people in jail that are guilty. Just ask them. They'll tell you. Mitchell said in a statement to Fox News, I've never met, spoken with, or had any contact with Miss, I guess it's Joffrey or Goofrey, whatever. He added, to my contacts with Mr. Epstein, I never observed or suspected any inappropriate conduct with underage girls. I only learned of his actions when they were reported in the media related to his prosecution in Florida. We've had no further contact since then. Spokesperson for Richardson denied the allegations, telling Fox News in a statement Friday that they're completely false. They're all wrong. The woman is wrong. Governor Richardson has never been contacted by any party regarding the lawsuit, to be clear. And Governor Richardson's limited interactions with Mr. Epstein, he never saw him in the presence of young or underage girls. Governor Richardson has never been to Mr. Epstein's residence in the Virgin Islands, and he's never met Miss Joffrey. That's what I'm going to call her. Now, everybody is denying the allegations. They've never been with him, but somehow they got on his plane, and somehow their name got on the manifesto on the plane to go down to the island. Now, I don't know if these guys were definitely on that manifesto, but you watch what's going to happen. That wasn't me. Somebody used my name. But this Epstein fella, he's not stupid, man. He's probably got stuff hidden that nobody even knows about. And when I say hidden, I mean proof. Glenn and Eva Dubin are outraged by the allegations in the unsealed court records, which are demonstrably false and defamatory, they said. The Dubins have flight records and other evidence that definitely disprove that any such events occurred. Joffrey also has long claimed that Epstein forced her to have sex with his Harvard law professor, Alan Dershowitz. Now, I like Dershowitz. I listened to him on TV and radio, but I can't vouch for his character. I don't know the guy. I don't know anything about him. You know, personally. In the newly revealed documents, Joffrey, who was at the time labeled as Jane Doe number 3, which tells you there's two other women before her, that Epstein required her to have sexual relations with Dershowitz on numerous occasions while she was a minor. Joffrey claimed to have had encounters in Florida on private planes in New York, New Mexico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Dershowitz says, never happened. Documents also revealed that Joffrey allegedly had sexual relations with Prince Andrew in 3 separate locations. Maxwell's London apartment, New York, and Epstein's private island, Little St. James in the U.S. Virgin Islands. She's also claimed to have sex with Brunel in numerous occasions, including West Palm Beach. Meanwhile, including hundreds of pages of documents, there were hundreds of them. You look at the flight logs from Epstein's private jet. Prominent individuals who had traveled on the jet, according to those records, included... Ready for this? Well, what are these? This shouldn't surprise you. Bill Gates? Bill Gates, maybe. Billy Bob Clinton, not so much. Right? And his aide, Doug Band, who flew 4 times. President Trump, who flew once in 1997 from Palm Beach to New York. Colombian President Andrew Pastrana. Dershowitz Hyatt Hotels Chairman Tom Pritzker. And a talent agent, Naomi Campbell. That's interesting. Epstein's pleaded not guilty to all this. You know that already. A lot of the victims, they say they were as young as 14 years old. That I believe. They're a bunch of pervs. We all know that. We all know what they're like. Epstein allegedly created and maintained a vast network operated from 2002 up to including and at least 2005. It enabled him to sexually exploit and abuse dozens of underage girls. In addition to paying those victims to recruit other underage girls. You know, what's really funny about this, too, is nobody knows where he got his money. Right? Nobody knows how Epstein made his dollars. Prosecutors said the victims would be escorted to a room with a massage table where they would perform massages on Epstein. Most of the victims, again, were as young as 14 years old. They were told by Epstein or other individuals to partially or fully undress before beginning the massage. During the encounter, Epstein would escalate the nature and the scope of physical contact of his victims to include many kind of sex acts. You know, again, these people think this stuff is totally normal. Remember, there's a large group of lefties right now that are trying to make pedophilia normal. They try to make pedophilia like it's a natural, normal thing for older guys to want to do this. So if they're willing to go that far, then sex with a 14-year-old shouldn't be any big deal, right? Prosecutors also alleged that Epstein worked and conspired with others, including employees and associates who helped facilitate his conduct, by contacting victims, scheduling their sexual encounters with Epstein at both his mansions in New York City and Palm Beach. Look at these. Even if some of this is a lie, right? There's truth in every lie. Seriously, think about it. It doesn't come out of nowhere. Most people just don't. When they make it up out of thin air, there's no consistency to it. Absolutely none. So they're going to go back to, you know, here's a girl that was 15, another girl that was 14. They're having more and more people come forward. Are these women going to be believed? Are they going to be shamed? Like, you know, when Mrs. Clinton shamed all of Billy Bob's excursions, all his rapes and sexual assaults, are these women going to be believed, or are they going to be shamed like those were? I don't know. I'm asking a question because I don't have the answer. The left can't allow this to happen to their people. You know that already. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, and I mean that sincerely. I want you part of the conversation always. 855-REAL-JOE. So send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Let me know what it is. You know, maybe there's a topic, an issue, an author that you want me to bring on. You got to let me know. Okay, next hour, we're going to have Xander Gibson join us. We're actually going to get into the violence that we hear more and more about that's happening in and around the country. I'm not going to get into the mass shootings or the gang shootings or whatever. I mean, the mass shootings. But I am going to get into some of the gang shootings. I am going to get into what's going on. You know, in Chicago, St. Louis, Baltimore. And maybe even a possible understanding of why it's happening. Back to when you're not giving kids an understanding, a respect for life. How do you expect them, when they get mad, they don't have boundaries, oh, take a life, what's the big deal? That guy was with my girlfriend. He needs to die. That's all okay. Just ask them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, if you've been sitting on hold, I'll pick you up after the break because you won't have enough time to get your point across. Again, Xander Gibb joins us in the next hour. We had a smorgasbord of stuff that we were talking about, including, I want you to think about something here. Michael Moore gave up his gym membership. All right? I have a $100 bill for somebody who can show me. This one, the first one. A picture of Michael Moore actually working out at that gym and sweating. I think the gym was code name for a local restaurant. I'm not sure. Go up and see your host. This is Real Time. Be back in a few minutes.